This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I think he gives us a great opportunity to win.
All right, that's French Priebus. He is, of course, the head of the Republican Party, talking about Donald Trump. Short and sweet, I think he gives us a chance to win. It's going to be all about Donald Trump. His kids are speaking. There are others that will be paraded in throughout the week at the Republican National Convention. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start there in Cleveland. Tragedy in Baton Rouge. Three cops killed and many others injured. I'll tell you about that. But first, let's go to Cleveland to talk to our friend Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine and a correspondent for us and several others, as he is there in Cleveland. Here he is ahead of I think, a lot of people arriving and the festivities, let's call it that, set to get underway. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good. It's great to be here, Kate.
So what was it like coming into Cleveland? Is there already the hustle bustle, or you think more people come in tomorrow?
So I have to confess, I'm staying with a friend about 20 minutes outside of the downtown area. Mm-hmm. And I actually came in early. I was scheduled. I have a new book out. It's called White House Confidential. I should say it's actually the third edition of a book I wrote about 20 years ago. A lot of really fun stories and quotes from the presidents. And, you know, if you wrote a book called White House Confidential, you should probably be at the Republican and Democratic primaries, wouldn't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm here. I was scheduled to do a 3 o'clock live interview with CNN. And I was sitting at my friend's kitchen table here in Cleveland, you know, kind of getting ready and looking at the headlines. And first of all, I was already in kind of a state, because everything I was reading, both in a lot of news stories and in social media, was dominated by stories from other people in media who were showing up with flak jackets, with bulletproof vests.
Wow.
My wife had jokingly said to me, I mean, we thought it was a joke, gee, maybe you should take a bulletproof vest, and hear people were doing it. And then 10 minutes later, as I'm already feeling a bit unprepared, feeling very unprepared, I get an email from CNN saying, breaking news, we have to postpone until next weekend. And of course, I flicked over to the news and learned about the shootings in Baton Rouge. It's on the heel of that. When I finally did go downtown to the convention site to get my press pass, I have to tell you, I was kind of dragging my feet to even go. I was suddenly feeling like I was going to be walking into this Batman movie, this post-apocalyptic world where, you know, there was, you know, robocops were going to be roaming the streets and people were going to be dashing like cockroaches from place to place because they were afraid of getting caught in the crossfire. I mean, I hate to say it, but I had kind of worked myself into a state. And
right,
when I got
everything
downtown, it was a beautiful day. There were friends and couples and families walking around with kids playing in the parks and in the fountains. And it was just completely the opposite of what I envisioned. And I really tell that story because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and of course the convention doesn't start until tomorrow, but I hope for people who have been reading all of these bleak, dark pictures of Cleveland that at least today it was anything but.
Yeah, and the downtown is interesting. I was just there a couple of months ago, and you're right. The picture in our head, because it was already planted in my head even well ahead of the convention, was that it was going to be dark and dreary, and it was that kind of city, and it is anything but. You have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is near the stadium, the football stadium down the street. You have baseball with the Indians, of course, and it's a lot different than the way I envisioned it, the city itself. And now you put all these people in the city and this wild convention, and it will be interesting as the whole week gets underway, and you're going to see massive amounts of people. It's great that you have a friend that you're able to stay with, because, frankly, most people, as you know, Greg, with so much media there, but so many delegates and Democratic head honchos, it's impossible to find a place to stay.
Yeah, I was very lucky that way. It is going to be interesting. I want to say that, I want to paint a picture of the police, the law enforcement officers I saw today. I mean, they were everywhere. They were in force. But, you know, if they were preparing for the worst, which has been predicted by some media and some pundits, I would think that today we would have seen some sign of it. But that's not what I saw today. I saw, you know, lots of law enforcement, lots of police cars, lots of barriers and barricades and things being set up to control crowds and protesters. But by and large, the law enforcement officers I saw today, even following the shooting in Baton Rouge, you know, which was just hours earlier, were in great spirits. They were talking and joking amongst themselves. They were very openly engaging in conversation, smiling with people who stopped to talk with them. And it made me hope that they know something we don't, and that they have a plan and have a sense of what's coming, you know, from the command on down, and that we can, you know, I think we should all hope that this is a convention that there may be protesters. There's, you know, there's all kinds of issues. We're in sort of a place where there's been so much violence. But let's hope that this convention is not a place where it occurs.
Yeah, so well said. Absolutely. Let's hope that this is a place where it's not that. And who knew? And you and I have talked about this many times off the air and even on the air a few times we've talked about this. Isn't it wild? Would you have ever thought Donald Trump from a year ago, a year and a half ago, ends up being the nominee? Isn't this, it's just crazy. And the same thing, I think, on the other side, maybe even a little with Hillary Clinton, even though she's been in the political game for so long.
Well, it is interesting. I want to remind your listeners that many years ago, 20 or 25 years ago, there was a very smart, snarky magazine in New York City called Spy Magazine. In a way, it really set the stage for the kind of sarcasm and cynicism that we see on late-night TV. And they, many years ago, being a magazine in New York that really attacked New York culture and the New York elite, they, many years ago, predicted that someday Donald Trump would become president. And they did it, you know, in the snarkiest way possible. They drew pictures of the White House as a high-rise with Trump written across it, and, you know, just the most gaudy, awful things. But I think back to that, and I think, you know, those who know Trump may have known for many years that this was an aspiration of his. I've never heard that from him, but there have been reports that this was something he's been thinking about for a long time. Well, the time has come. He's really here. It's his game to win now. Let's see if he can do the things that will be required to win. And who would have thought that he would be running against an opponent on the Democratic side who, in the course of the election, about to go from presumptive to actual nominee for the party, is in a place where people are actually saying that he or she is amazing enough, should be indicted. What an amazing place to be. What a completely unpredictable set of circumstances.
I know. It's crazy. All right, Greg Stebbins, White House Confidential. Pick up his, as he said, the new version of it. We'll be talking about that in the next weeks to come, too, as well. Greg, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
Yep, and there he is. He's going to be covering that convention. Wouldn't it be fun to do that for sure? And we'll have all the sights and sounds from Cleveland, of course, throughout the rest of the week. Next, we're talking about the cops that were killed in Baton Rouge. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You never think this would happen in your hometown. It literally happened near police headquarters. This is a time for us to offer our thoughts and prayers for these families. It's also a time for us to come together. Look, it's time for us to say all lives matter. Black, white, brown, red, it doesn't matter. Blue lives, all lives matter. It's a time for us to be united, not divided.
The governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, is talking about the three officers, time for everybody to come together, who were killed in Baton Rouge. It is was just a horrible morning as this story broke. Three killed, three others wounded, and in a gunfire exchange that surprised so many people. There's more details coming out about the shooter, who was a Missouri man who was in the military. The Louisiana State Police announced last week that they were getting threats of plots against the Baton Rouge police. The man, by the way, was identified as Gavin Long of Kansas City. He went on a shooting spree on his 29th birthday. The officers and two officers and a sheriff's deputy were killed. He was a former Marine who spent time in Iraq, was discharged at the rank of sergeant. That was back in 2010. There's more details we'll talk about as we motor along through this show. What a sad, sad, sad state of affairs. Matt Fitzgibbons is with us. He is the founder and publisher of PatriotMusic.com. He is also historian and philosopher. You know how I feel about history. We are doomed to repeat some mistakes if we keep doing the same thing. And he's a contributor to DailySurge.com. Matt, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Good evening, Kate. Thank you for having me. It's a sad evening, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, and the question is, and this is really, I thought, gosh, I'm going to have him on definitely to talk about this. When we look at what's happened, I'll just say, and certainly we could go back further, but let's just say in the last 3 or 4 weeks, has there ever been in our modern history a more turbulent time?
Various riots at various times, I suppose. I guess people living in Northern California in the early 70s would equate this time to it. You know, Oakland, the riots, for example. But I don't know. The parallels are close, but they're not identical because we've got a real problem between police and inner-city black Americans, unfortunately. And I don't know. I just don't see it getting any better anytime in the near future. People have to understand when you have an encounter with a police officer or several police officers, there are certain ways to behave. You get your day in court. And that's not what's happening. A lot of people are making, you know, knee-jerk reactions, judgments from these videos. And the videos don't tell all. And that's really, you know, unfortunately, they're just not. We don't have all the facts yet, and we won't for weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And still, even in Dallas, they're combing through a mountain of evidence. There's still more in Dallas. They're looking at ties and body cam video and witnesses in a much different scenario. But in this case, as you said, it's easy to jump to certain conclusions, but there's still only little bits and pieces that we know. One of the revelations that came out in Dallas with the Dallas shooter is that who, of course, was killed by that robot bomb that the police eventually used on him as the hostage negotiators couldn't talk him out. And in this case, it's a different, like I said, scenario. But one of the things that's been talked about is what these people who are driven to this violence, for whatever the motivation is one of the things is that they are connected to groups that are preaching some sort of hate or some sort of violence or, you know, whatever it might be. And now there is cries for maybe a crackdown on the internet, but we live in a country of free speech. I just don't see how you can do that, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, as a matter of fact, Alton Sterling kind of kicked off this whole thing, at least, and I'm fairly confident we're going to find that out in time. But his son, 15-year-old Cameron, did an interview, and he's trying to convince everyone to continue protesting, but to do it for, you know, using peaceful methods. And even the son of Alton Sterling doesn't believe that all police are bad. So on the one hand, you've got inner-city blacks who want, for example, more information. They want more transparency in these investigations. And on the other hand, you've got the entire police force in the United States is on edge. And yeah. Both parties, but, you know, mostly those who are committing these crimes have to ask the question, what kind of a world are you going to live in if police stop showing up? We need them. Even in whatever crazy utopia someone could envision, we need the police. You know, this has got to stop.
Yes, we definitely need the police, and we need good people that want to be police officers because, listen, under the best of circumstances, you can walk into terrible scenarios, but certainly as targets, it becomes even worse. One thing they saw in Dallas is that there were a lot of people that were moved to send in applications, see if they qualified to go to the police academy. But I think, and this is one of the things that the Dallas police chief, Brown, suggested, is that everybody across the board should be able to have access to mental health, meaning the police themselves. Like, not just say, okay, you were involved in this shooting or this happened, but just make it mandatory so that anything that anybody's feeling because they're under siege, that would be one way to at least give back to the police officers, find out what's going on from their point of view. And I think that's a great idea. What do you think?
I think it's reasonable if it's done on a state level, on a local level. And, you know, I think that will definitely contribute. There will certainly be those in the police department who aren't going to do it, you know, if it's voluntary.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, from the big picture perspective, I think that individual young black men, if they're really ticked off the world and whatever the case may be, and they've got a chip on their shoulder, for example, and they're pulled over in a police stop, and who knows how many times that happened that year. I don't know. I can't speak to that. All I know is that our republic is founded on laws, the Constitution being the supreme law of the land. You get your day in court. But not if you reach your hand into your pocket in a police encounter. Not if you say, you know, ask the police when they first come up to you. There are certain behaviors that are acceptable and others that are not. And in conjunction with more transparency with the police department, you know, hopefully we'll be able to find a way. But only if we name the groups that many of these people seem to be members of who, you know, are actually racist or supporting,
yeah,
you know, radical Islam. We have to call it what it is.
Yeah, I agree. And that's part of the problem is, you know, that old saying, the truth will set you free. And boy, isn't that the thing that's not happening too often here, and I agree. Find the links. Let everybody know. Who are they following? That's what I was referring to. Absolutely. And there's still so many more details that have to come out on this. Matt Fitzgibbons, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Good evening.
Good evening to you. You can catch the stuff at the Daily Surge, as I mentioned. Thoughts on this heinous thing that happened in Baton Rouge. The three officers who are dead and the others who were wounded, three others who were wounded. This Missouri guy opens fire, ambushes them, this Gavin Long, and they respond to the shootings. Ultimately, he was killed in a gun battle with the other officers who were ambushed. The murder weapon was an AR-15, and, you know, one of the officers was identified as Montrell Jackson, a guy who was talking about how exhausted he was. He had posted on his Facebook that he was drained since the protests had erupted in Baton Rouge after the July 5th killing of Alton Sterling by police. He said, I swear to God I love the city, but I wonder if the city loves me. In uniform, I get nasty, hateful looks, and out of uniform, some consider me a threat. These are trying times. Please don't let hate infect your heart. And now this guy is killed in this firefight. So I think that the scariest thing about all of this is the police feeling like they're targets. The police, are they going to respond? What do you expect from officers if this continues to happen in whatever form it happens in? I mean, look, this guy rented a car in Kansas City after the Dallas shootings, drove it to Baton Rouge. He posted a YouTube video from Dallas on July 10th. So they say it's likely he drove to Baton Rouge through Dallas. Wow. And he talked about the need for fighting back and what people should say about him if anything happened to him. If you want to react, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. What do you think should be done? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible.
Yep, that's the president reacting to what happened in Baton Rouge. Let me reiterate in case you missed it, this in front of the Republican convention that will unfold in Cleveland, as you heard our conversation, perhaps you didn't, with Greg Stebbins at the top of the show. But this was a full-on ambush, so just a heinous, horrible attack, and three officers dead. You saw the police cars gathered around as they tried to take him out, the shooter out. He was a former Marine. This was a standoff situation. He talked about on his Facebook. He had thrown things out about, pay attention to what's happening to me and all of that. And now there's this conversation about people focusing on words that unite instead of divide. Certainly, there are there is at work here too. Two of the police officers were white. The one of the officers was black. The shooter was a black man who was a military guy, and again, somebody who left some rambling messages on his Facebook. And here's the thing. If cops being killed is our new normal here in the United States, my friends, we are doomed. We are more than doomed if that's the case. Because this is obviously unacceptable. Obviously, it's like a kick in the gut every time we hear it. And I mean, I don't care where you are. I always say that America Tonight is like the buzz in your backyard. Well, the buzz is over this. We have five dead police officers in Dallas who were just buried in an unprovoked mass killing. Now we have in Baton Rouge, three that were killed that were ambushed. Are the people that are out there patrolling areas walking into traps? What's next after Baton Rouge and Dallas? What's next? I mean, being a police officer already is pretty, I'd say, thankless in many cases and dangerous. But it's a calling for, hopefully, the majority of people who are cops. Is there anything that's considered to be routine work anymore? What's routine? It has to be in the back of their mind, I would say, at some point, some call, are they a target or not? I mean, listen, have cops been ambushed by the bad guys ever in the past? Of course. Of course. Remember, I just said this today to my husband, that remember the two officers 2 years ago who were gunned down in their car when there was a lot of anti-police sentiment that was flying around New York City after the death of Eric Garner, who died from force. It's terrible. I mean, this is awful. The boys in blue, the men in blue and the women in blue have got to be, I mean, questioning certain things. And in our society, how do we function when people whose job is to enforce the rule of law are targets, and how many people are going to want to go into that profession, and how many people are going to want to answer the call, period, in certain circumstances? It's not even about politics. Shed those labels. It's bigger than that. I mean, at some point, enough is enough, and we are way beyond enough is enough. Oh, my gosh. We are so far down that road. What is a routine stop if you're a cop? What is a routine assignment? Is there a routine assignment? The answer is no. What in the world is going on? What is it? You know, the mother of Alton, the mother of Alton Sterling's son, Cameron, Quinyata McMillan, put out a statement through lawyers and said, "We are disgusted by the despicable acts of violence today that resulted in the shooting deaths of members of the Baton Rouge law enforcement. My family is heartbroken for the officers and their families. We reject violence as any kind of any kind directed at members of law enforcement or citizens." And good for them for standing up and saying that based on their terrible loss, instead saying this is not doing anything. And going further and saying, "My hope is that one day soon we can come together and find solutions to the very important issues facing our nation rather than contributing to hurt one another." Nothing justifies violence against police officers. Nothing. The gunman followed two websites where he described himself as a freedom strategist, mental game coach, nutritionist, author, and spiritual advisor. The groups that he followed were devoted to government surveillance and monitoring. And he apparently was following what was happening in Dallas. In his YouTube video on July 8th, he said he acted on his own. He wasn't directed by any group. The FBI is vetting his claims that he's a member of the Nation of Islam. He was an African-American. So ever since the shooting death of Alton Sterling by the Baton Rouge police, they've been worried about these threats against officers, and here you go. So you had the Sterling shooting and then the Philando Castillo shooting in Minnesota. Then the ambush on the cops in Dallas. I mean, truly, unity is absolutely needed now more than ever. All right, speaking of that, as heartbreaking as it is in Baton Rouge, my goodness, last week, and this is on the heels of what happened in Nice last week, when a truck crashed through a celebration for Bastille Day, slaughtering, killing just all kinds of innocent kids, older people, younger people. It didn't matter. Whoever got in the way, boom, he ran them over. And what a sad story. Now I've seen and listened to some of the stories about the victims. And there was an American girl and her mother who went back to France to visit the grandfather. And they always went back on Bastille Day every year. And the handsome older grandfather was hit by the truck, but he luckily wasn't killed. However, he lost a leg. So there were people laying in the street that survived, but lost limbs, lost a lot of blood, had horrible things happen. And then there were so many that were dead as well that you can't even, the video, so much video was taken, you can't even really show the video because it's awful to even look at. And it's a terrible tragedy there, and it's only been, and this is a beachside community, it's only been a handful of days for that, after that Nice attack. Oh, the capital of the French Riviera, where people go to relax and take a breath. And by the way, the newest piece of information is that two people have been arrested in connection with that Nice attack, because they're still trying to figure out some of what happened here. 84 people were killed. Mohamed Bouel drove a 20-ton truck through hundreds gathered to watch Bastille Day, the fireworks celebration, and this was last Thursday. So people now have been hauled in by the cops, which is a good thing if he had help. He was somebody who lived in Nice. He was born in Tunisia. He had a permit to live and work in France. He was known, by the way, to police because of allegations of threats, violence, and thefts over the past 6 years. He was given a suspended 6-month prison sentence this year after being convicted of violence with a weapon. Great. But his criminal record was there. He still wasn't on the radar for any kind of terror threat. So the radicalization question didn't come to play here. And of course, this is what we're finding, that he had a tie to ISIS, but it didn't come to play on the radar of the French police because he wasn't there, frankly. And, you know, you think of France. Is there any other country in the Western world as threatened and has more problems with terrorism than France? Jihadists, all kinds of horrible things have happened there. Wow. Yeah, and then you have people saying, he seems so happy, there was no sign he was planning to do something bad. That's what his brother sent out to the world. Wow, wow, wow. Stay with us. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It is unspeakable. As I said earlier, it's unjustifiable. It's unjustified. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't further any dialogue that is constructive in our nation today on any issue. And it just needs to stop.
All right, more reaction to what happened in Baton Rouge. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying that, at an afternoon news conference, it just has to stop. It just has to stop. And that's exactly what I was talking about there. An absolute, unbelievable, unspeakable, heinous act. Ugh. So as they sort that out in Baton Rouge, and there's more conversation about what can we do in the United States, it begs the question, what can we do in the United States? Certainly have better conversations. Know your neighbor, know your neighborhood, know the people around you. How do we function when there's violence against the people who are dedicated to, as I mentioned before, serving us, serving to protect us through the rule of law? And I was talking about also the Nice attack, and it's been tough for that city to grapple with what happened, because you still have 18 patients who are somewhere between life and death. You've got 500 people in Nice that have sought out psychological support in the aftermath of the attack. And they're trying to find a student who was missing after the attacks from the University of California, Berkeley. And they did confirm that that student was killed, was one of the people who were killed. Boy, and that is the third American confirmed killed in the attack. A father and son from Texas also died in that horrible Bastille Day unexpected attack. Imagine having to make that phone call. Imagine that. And I saw the story on the Texas family, and it's just maddening. It's just heartbreaking. All of them are heartbreaking. Okay, there's not even one I would just select out, but just a terrible, terrible thing with a family and two other kids left behind and a wife and just a darling young son. In the pictures, you can see they're close, and oh, awful, awful. So Americans are there. The truck driver was identified in the attack, and just an outpouring of shock, just like in Baton Rouge, just like in Dallas, for different reasons. But, just a horrible, horrible, horrible chain of events that happened, and now trying to sort it all out. The family, by the way, and good for the wife. The wife on Friday posted on social media a black and white portrait, a picture of her husband and son on a pitcher's mound. And there were a couple of kids from a previous marriage, but the current, the wife posted the pictures wanting everyone to know how special the father and the son were in their special, relationship. The family, of course, like I said, devastated to find out that they were part of this. Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son, Brody, were in that group of the 80 people killed. And you can only imagine he was trying to help his son, but some of the witnesses said it was like he barreled and zigzagged through a screaming crowd for about a mile. And, of course, it was had a giant truck and it plowed over them. So you heard people who were crashed, who their bones snapped. And just a shock when people are celebrating, especially where there's just no way, any warning. There was no warning. And the trip for the 11-year-old boy and the father was part of the celebration of birthdays. And so apparently the little boy is very excited about going on vacation, very excited to be with his dad. And, again, unbelievably positive and one of those kids that just touched your heart, I guess, according to relatives and neighbors and whatnot. But does anyone deserve really that kind of fate to befall them? And the answer is no. I'm not naive to think that we live in a utopian world with flying unicorns and people singing happy songs in the background, but that's just so outrageous. Just so outrageous. And this family has to pick up the pieces and move on, as do the families connected in Dallas, and as do the families of the people who were killed, where it's not looking good as to what's on tape, whether it's, Castillo we're talking about in Minnesota, or whether we're talking about Sterling in Baton Rouge. But look what it's led to. Angry rhetoric and horrific, horrific situations. By the way, I was talking about Cleveland earlier and the Republican convention. There's no ban in Cleveland. No ban in Cleveland on guns, on concealed and carry. Governor Kasich said that's the way it is in Ohio, so that's not going to happen, because they're able to legally carry which concerns a few people. If something were to happen, how do they identify the good guys from the bad guys? Well, I'd say if you have enough people that have concealed and carry, that's enough of a deterrent, certainly to anybody who still wants to live, especially with all the firepower that would be returned. It would be crazy. But they have beefed up their security by an amazing amount of bodies that they're throwing out there. And I don't know that they could tighten the security any more than they already have it. So this week is about the culmination and the crowning of Donald Trump as the nominee for the Republicans in this race for the presidency in 2016. The following week, Hillary Clinton will be in Philadelphia accepting the Democrats' nomination, and we were already off to the races, but now we're even off to the races in a different sense with the two conventions that'll happen. First, the Republicans this week in Cleveland, and then the Democrats next week in Philadelphia. The updates on the Republican convention, in case you're just dying to know what the lineup is going to be, is Trump definitely confirmed that his children will be speaking, that they will speak, and given pretty juicy roles. As we get deeper into the convention, and Trump keeps getting asked about who's going to be there, and he said, oh, don't worry, there's going to be some terrific acts, and we have a lot of big-name people that are going to step up. And so far, it seems like every preview they list, they've got a few celebrities and some former rivals that are part of the speaker list. But it seems a little thin, especially for a guy like Donald Trump. So the U.S. jets resumed strike missions against ISIS from key Turkey air bases after the power was cut. So Turkey might bring back the death penalty after the failed coup. Ooh. And we have a presence that it's about how we use that presence. Thanks for hanging with us as we kick off another week on America Tonight. You can always send me an email with your thoughts. Kate Delaney, well, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com or AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.